Then you have to spend so much time in sleep. And Mary tells us that you have to spend time and strength and money in providing things to eat and drink. How can you be patient with it all? Have you studied the earth enough to be able to sense or understand material things as compared with your spiritual objects? The reply seems to us to show that they do not fully understand, for they still refer to actions rather than to things. We try to understand. We try to move as slowly as your fastest travel, and we grow impatient. We can have some sensation of taste, but we cannot understand how people would ever be willing to spend much time at it. We have tried our best to sleep, but we could not succeed, and can only guess how that is accomplished. You see, we are handicapped when we try to help earth-born persons when they first arrive here. Much later, we were talking again and asked Mary about them later. They are here, and are talking among themselves about earth affairs. They are as much interested about the earth as you are to hear about us. Have they just become interested since we began to write? They did not know much about it before that. They were not drawn to it in any way, and simply lived the spirit life as it manifested itself here. What are they interested in? What do they wish to know? About the daily life, the work and the pleasures and the conditions generally. I do not suppose they understand how it seems to get tired, so weary that it seems almost impossible to move? Not at all. They do not know the sensations of weariness. They want you to tell them how it feels. Sis tried to picture such a condition that, they think, must spoil life entirely. 48 Then they themselves asked, "How do you get over it?" Sis described how rest was taken. "Well, what next? We also recuperate our powers by eating. That you do not know much about?" "No, not from necessity. We have tasted fruit here and think it good, only we forget to eat it as a rule." "You do not know hunger then?" "No." "How does it feel?" After that was described, they remarked, "What a bother. We are glad we do not live there." "How do you get about?" "I suppose you do not know much about our methods of travel?" "No, only as you have told us." "Do you have horses there?" "Not that we have seen. I have heard about them." We then tried to tell them the speed of the trains, saying that it was about a mile a minute. But as they knew nothing of either a mile or a minute, that did not mean anything to them. We then said that perhaps they had some idea of the length of a day because that was the time between one time of our writing and the next. That tells us a little. But we do lots of things between times. And we can travel, oh, so far. How far would it be in miles? Miscellaneous advice: try to do your own work, your own little task, without fear and without doubt of yourself. Just use your psychic power as we give it to you, and then, trust the great power behind and above us all, whose will does accomplish miracles upon earth, and can bring peace and happiness and spiritual knowledge to those who keep the open mind. You fear your own mind is writing this. I tell you it is not, but is being impressed from here, from across the border, from the beautiful world beyond the tumult and discord of earthly strife. How can the world get a new revelation unless through the minds or souls that are in tune with the heavenly vibrations? Be at peace. Your work is not your own, it is guided from here. We cross the border to you. Do you realize how narrow that border is, and how near it lies to heavenly happiness? 49 The messages that have come over to you will be a perpetual blessing to the many that will read and believe. It was not intended that all mortals should see through the gateway into the other world. It is not in accordance with the decision of personal free will, personal responsibility and choice. Yet in these latter days the spiritual revelation is more and more coming to the world, and it remains for the world to accept or reject, even as it was left to those of Christ's time to accept his teachings or reject them. And the influence of his teachings, although accepted by such a pitiful few at that time, has been the great saving power of humanity. If you could tell me the greatest duty of this life, what would you say? That is a rather difficult question to answer. But you may drop all the church creeds, for church creeds have been in the way of pure religion. To serve, to help others, to think kindly and act generously and wisely, semicolon, these are the earth part of your service. The rest will come to you as you move toward the light of our perfect spiritual life. moving always : that is a great, but sometimes a solemn truth. For movement might be in the wrong direction. Service, dear friend. Do not think we are constantly thinking only of the acquirement of knowledge. Development without service is apartment to lead to selfishness. We have a message from one here who has waited some time for a chance to write. He is a man who has been on this side for a long time, but has had little desire to write. But of late he has felt that perhaps he could give something that might be worthwhile. He says, "I am not accustomed to expressing my thought, but I would like to try to tell the earth people that they are straying from the path which leads to happiness here. It is with much sorrow that we see the tendency to turn away from spiritual ideals and seek only the transient and trivial things which amuse. We wish that the idea that they are laying the foundations of their future life now could be impressed upon them. In some way they should be made to understand that the things of the spirit are the only lasting things. All amusement, all frivolity, vanish at the touch of the death angel. And with most of the members of the human race there is so little left." While writing this I felt that the complaint against amusement was mostly that it was not lasting, not that it was sinful unless it excluded all else, or that there was no amusement in the spirit world. We mourn over it as we see how little effect our influence has on many. We wish that in some way we could overcome this wrong tendency, and instill a little understanding of the vital things of life. Tell the Christians there to serve others by assuring them of the life here, but also that this life depends for its happiness on their own spirit preparation while there. We cannot make the fact too strong that human belief and human activity prepare each mortal for his life here. If the belief and the activity are in the wrong direction, years may pass before they see clearly the true spirit life, and come into their own spirit powers. I was one who made the mistake of too much creed, too much of what is called fundamentalism. It overshadowed the love of Christ in my soul, and I wandered in darkness for a long time. 50. Right living. We would like to have you write for a visitor. He is interested in the welfare of those who are continually arriving to begin their life on this side. We will let him write. I am desiring to place before the world some information that seems to me of much importance. I am a lover of humanity, and a sort of caretaker of souls who come to this side. I have studied for many years the various attitudes with which these newcomers view the change. I find almost as many differences as there are different personalities. But I feel that I have learned to divide them roughly into three classes. First and fewest are those who have looked forward with pleasure and understanding to a future life, believing it but a glorious continuation of the earthly existence. Second are those whose number is very large, who have led lives of helpfulness on earth, who may or may not have believed in a future life, but who were ready to adopt new ideas whenever they felt that they were good. Then there is the third class, to which it seems to me a very large majority must be assigned. These are never able to understand the new life until after long and sometimes painful periods have passed. Now why is that so? Why should such a vast number be condemned to a slow and difficult progress? They are not all evil, not even a very large number are conspicuously evil. But they have somehow failed to obtain the proper education that fits one for entrance into this life. We have to care for them, nurse them and educate them. It is a blessed work for many of us, but such an unnecessary one. I wish I could present my ideas more forcibly, for I feel that the earth people should be made to realize these conditions. When Christ came to earth it was for the express purpose of explaining these very things. But his following seem to have woefully failed to understand his teachings. I think nothing would be of more benefit to the world than an understanding of the value of helpful, loving service. And when one learns that such a life is the one best fitted to progress here, then the knowledge is doubly valuable. We are striving in every way to get this knowledge before the world. The earth only a school. We are not your usual friends. Do you wish us to write? Certainly, if you have something good to tell us. We will try to tell you of our work today. Not today as you know it, but for a time as we know it. We will introduce ourselves first. We are two who have learned much from your true guides, Mary and Dee. And we are now studying in other circles for power and more power, that we may send messages to Earth that will attract the attention of the careless and give inspiration and comfort to the thoughtful. If you could realize the need as we do, we believe you would make it your life work, and let nothing interfere with our messages. What do you see of the need for them, more than we see? 51 We see that so-called religion has failed to convert the world. Many saint-like souls are within the church, but the great multitudes outside are an opposing influence. Many outside are also pure and wise. Yes, we know this, and we depend upon them. But how to reach the thoughtless, the criminal, or the foolish ones of earth is the serious question here. Each must help us here and you there. How can you best help here? Make your thoughts known, try for influence, tell others of our presence. But when we do, they do not believe. Use your influence and do not be discouraged if the results are not as great as you wish. Each can do something. Only the kindness taught by loving spirits, only the wisdom which can make kindness a living power, only the constant reiteration of the fact that life on earth is only a school, and only the beginning of the spirit education, only the truth. The almost tragic truth, that the soul arrives here just as it left the earth, no better, no wiser, and that true happiness here is in their own power, and must come from their own adaptation to the laws of spirit life. These things must be the foundations of the teachings from here. Mary and Dee are doing much good, but they must depend on mortal power and influence after all. Can you tell us who you are? We are to who loved each other on earth, and found each other here after the change that you call death. There is no death, be sure of that. But happiness must come from one's own nature, one's own receptivity to spirit knowledge, one's own lovingness and desire to help others. Personality, we have many teachers on this side. They are all fine characters, but mostly very different in personality. We value each for himself. We make more of individual personality than you do. Unless uselessly eccentric, it is considered a valuable asset to be more or less different from others. We recognize either value of variety, and cultivate all characteristics that bring it about. We do not like to be just like someone else in anything except the desire to acquire knowledge. In the use of that knowledge, we develop our individuality. We have those, of course, who carry it to excess, just as you have there. But ordinarily it is someone who has not fully developed the other sides of his personality, and his eccentricity is overlooked as far as possible. Do all of these varieties of personality desire to study? Yes, to a certain extent. The kind of knowledge one seeks shows the trend of character, and the use of the knowledge acquired develops it. 52 Personality is the greatest fact in the universe. We here believe so thoroughly that man is the final achievement in the universal plan, that we recognize at once that the most perfect man would be the highest achievement. And the most perfect man is the one who best succeeds in filling his appointed niche, which means the one who makes the best use of his talents he possesses. If all were given the same talents, all would achieve the same perfection if they were successful, and we know that such a condition would not be satisfactory. But where there are different perfections, different personalities, we have a variety that is endlessly satisfying. Spirit influence on earth life. I am trying to imagine what is needed on earth, and then I try to put my influence in the scale to bring that gift to humanity. Not much, you may say, but here the human life looks such a blind unthinking thing, that we want to give it a forward inspiration. It is a thousand pities that the great gift of knowledge of this life should so often have to come through the offices of selfish mediums who may be inclined to financial speculations. Such persons do not really sense the heavenly gift, they get only some small unworthy conceptions of which they repeat to credulous humans for the shekels it may bring. We here grieve over this condition, but are earnestly trying to send a true word through mediums who wait in patience and faith for illumination. Do your bit, as the soldier said, and let the world have the truth to accept or reject as it will. The truth is coming to earth. Be glad to help in its introduction. For it is coming more and more through influential minds which cannot be charged with foolishness or insanity or commercialism. You must remember that we are always trying to help the earth people in their progress. We usually keep this in mind in all our work. And if we feel that we have something especially valuable for them, We try to impress someone with the idea. In doing this, we are accustomed to work in large groups. We do not ordinarily work alone as we did on Earth. When something new is discovered or thought of, it is usually common property, the combined thought of a large number. Then we try to influence as many as we conveniently can to work with us in sending this new thought earthward. Is this done by concentration? Yes, that is the way. We have stated times for this, sometimes large gatherings in one place. We have been aware many times that this influence was felt on Earth, and we believe that much of the progress there is caused in this way. Do superstitions of savage races come from spirit impression? Possibly. But more often superstition is a growth from some early impression which has not been turned in the right direction. When a people have no spiritual thought, it is difficult to impress them with a spiritual idea. Can criminals be impressed? We wish they could, but alas, they are the most difficult to impress with ideas that would be uplifting. Their own impulses may receive added strength from malicious influences here. 53. We feel that a general good effect results from our efforts, so we consider that we are repaid. Out of the great number on Earth, we know there are some who will feel our influence. So we send a general impression and trust to its being picked up. There be those who are sensitive. Then we wait for these to spread the influence among others. It is slow work, but evolution has always been slow. We wish the truth might be spread more rapidly. But we have to fall back upon the belief that we are only asked or expected to use our little influence in the cause of the great truth. Do you think the knowledge of real spiritual truth is spreading? We are told that it is. There is ever a benumbing influence because of money-making mediums that use their powers only as a fortune-telling scheme. But there are more and more educated and spiritual-minded people who believe in the immortality of the soul and in the truth of the love and life and progress that are made known here. The life on Earth. We wish to give you a few words for your comfort. We know how doubtful you are at times, and we can scarcely wonder at it, for we remember our own manner of thought. Yet we did not have the proof of this life that you have had. You did not get much help from church creeds, but strange to say, we did, and had implicit confidence in them. But now we see how man-made many of them were. You need not follow the creeds, as indeed you know yourself. The example of Christ's life is to us the perfection of religious teaching. And one following it is safe, safe from any harm of doctrine. I suppose your thoughts do not dwell much on this life? No, except that it is the birthplace of the individual soul. In this respect it becomes of wonderful importance. But the physical part of it has little enough to do with spirit. But the physical was all created by spirit, was it not? Yes, I suppose so. The great Creator used material surroundings for the birth of humanity. We can get no further than this. There is so much, oh, so much, beyond us that we dare not venture on many positive statements. The one thing that seems to us positive is the evolution of humanity. Upward, always upward. Why it started so low down in the earth, we do not comprehend. But the forward look is fair and enticing beyond expression. This is what makes our life here so fascinating. Making you understand. I have much to tell you if I only knew how to make you understand. We have many wonders that will have to wait until you come. You no doubt think we have told you so much of this life, there is little more to tell. But it will not take you long when you come to see that we have given you only an outline. It is not the material surroundings, as you might call them, that I mean, so much as the mental life that opens out before one. It is a strange condition, if you will stop and think, to be where you have what might be called a mental existence only. It is by the mind that everything is done. And to do all that concerns life by just using the mind is a new sensation, and to most people, a new idea. We make ourselves just what our minds are capable of desiring that we should be. 54. The reality of spirit land. We are not Mary or Dee, just spirits passing by who caught your call from earth. Are you in spirit land? Yes, in our spirit homeland. Have you land? Not as you perceive land. It is difficult to make the mortal mind comprehend the solidity and permanence of unseen forces and unseen materials. We have homes and meeting places, but all formed from the invisible material, invisible, we mean, to mortal eyes. Cultivate your spirit impressions. Know that heaven is truly here, whether visible or not to mortal eyes. You live by unseen forces. Your body could never serve you but for the unseen force of life. Eyes, ears, limbs, even thought, all play upon the wonderful instrument you call body. Do not forget that this mechanism of the body may be as perfect after that which you call death, as during life, though all that fine mechanism is without power, because the unseen force called life has withdrawn itself. But it goes on functioning in a new body, and with far greater ease and power than before. Try for perfect faith and belief. We are here, truly. Heaven is here, surely. Two visitors. I had been reading an account of the work of an English medium. As I concluded, Sis took up the pencil and it wrote, "We have been watching while he read. We could see his aura perfectly, and by its changing color and expression we could read his mind." I asked who was writing. "Not Mary or Dee, but one on this side who is interested in spiritistic development over there. The world needs it, and we here, who love the world and believe in its progress, and hope for its final spiritualization, are trying to help by our influence the trend of pure spiritualism. We are grieved as you are at the narrowness, the earthliness, of many who have some of the heaven-given psychic power. But nevertheless we believe in the final progress and influence of pure spiritualism, the honest effort to come into touch with heavenly power, heavenly purity and heavenly kindness. We go now. We are here and know you have had some visitors, and we are glad. Who is writing now? We are Mary and Dee. We have been waiting for you, and while we waited two forms appeared, strangers to us, but of wonderful purity and power, we thought. 55. So we watched while they influenced your pencil and transferred their thought to paper. We are glad to know of the work being done there in the cause of true communication. When heaven bends to earth to bring to it a blessing, there should be recognition of the gift by those who receive. The band of workers, our leader, Mary, wrote through Sis's pencil, "It seems that the world is very unready for spirit influence. But it cannot be worse than it was in times past. All will come right at last. We must hold fast to faith and hope, and do our part as we can." Here the pencil was seized firmly, trailing off at first in a heavy mark, then dashed forward in bold writing, "We are here. We are a band of workers and wish to add our knowledge. We wait not only in hope, but in certainty, for we go far and near and see all sides of the work among many people and many nationalities. There is a slow dawning of a great day. It is coming, coming surely, and we can watch it from afar." We were passing and caught the last sentence, and caught your somewhat discouraged attitude. We move quickly, and we wrote quickly. "We are a large band, but divide our numbers many times and go to different places. We wish you to feel the spirit presence as you just now felt ours. You have many helpers about you, but you do not always keep your spirit perceptions alert. Can you not keep in constant touch with your spirit friends? How can we do it, with all the material things here to interfere? We do not know. We know we did not, but it would be an ideal condition. Working through divine influence, we wish to have you take a message from one who feels that all work from this side is important to life on that side. Do you mean the communicating is important, or are you referring to the spiritualizing influence? Both. We are exerting much thought force upon mortals, and we grow into stronger power ourselves by trying to help others. There is criticism here, saying that spiritualism tends to take God out of religion. We know that is not true. Our very power comes from God, and manifests through His divine effort. The spiritualistic cause also suffers because ignorant and scheming people try to make money out of it. 56. I was not speaking of ignorant or unspiritual ones. I mean only those who look to the higher life, to spirits on higher planes for guidance. All here who in their circles are working for the good of others are really helping the divine work. And we believe we are given this work to do by the divine power whom you call God. Never fear. We are impressed to try from the conversion of human thought into spiritual ideals, to impress the thought of unselfish service upon the worldly, to put a check upon mortal or worldly and selfish desires and plans, and to help to bring that peace on earth which had been the desire of all pure spirits for many centuries. The minister, we would like to have you take a message from one here who has not known you nor our work. We will write for him. We wish to prove to him the truth of communication with mortals. After a short wait, this stranger wrote, I am told I can communicate with earth people. I have not believed it possible, nor thought it essential. Yet I can see that it might comfort many. But what else, what other good could it accomplish? We here think that such communication will convince the unbelieving that there is a future life, and also that each and every one is preparing his own future right now. Mary, our leader, wrote, that is why we try so hard to send our words across. Then the new communicator went on, well, I was a minister, and preached the gospel to many. And I was many times confronted with the old question, how do you know it is so? If you can get reliable truth from here, it must have great effect on mortals there. Were you a revivalist? Yes, I was one of a sort. I did preach to the poor and to the socially unknown. The slums of any great city were my church, the love of Christ and the forgiveness of sin, my topic. That ought to have saved many, yes, but as I watched the effect of my work, I saw so many turning back to their sins after the first excitement was over. Mary's way may be the better way, referring to our leader, for the life one lives is after all the final test of character. And in a pure life the love of Christ will be a baptism of love falling upon the soul. Life and character are God's way of bringing human souls into eternal life. And the love of Christ is, after all, the underlying power to save. Mary took the pencil again and wrote, Mary says, the love of Christ is still the power to save. And for the perfected ones who live near the Most High, we believe it to be preeminent. Tell the world of his life. 57 The trouble with most evangelists is in their teaching of the doctrine of Christ's atonement for all, when it is the character of each that must be weighed in the balance. But some are pure and unselfish and good who never heard of Christ. Do not think that a good life may be considered as naught, if not built exactly on orthodox or fundamental foundations. Many are the children of God without being especially aware of it. Many are influenced from here who never heard the name of Christ. Do not think for a moment that such are not received. Remember Christ's own words, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We believe in the Christ, in his mission to earth. We look to him for guidance and inspiration. But we do not worship him in the same way he is worshipped on earth. He wishes his example of peace and loving service to be followed, and it is our joy to follow his example here. But he is not afar off on some throne of glory. He is more like an elder brother, more like a bright and shining example for us to follow. Do not some place Christ as one with God? Yes, we have many such, and they are confused and disappointed at first. But they finally come into the true appreciation of the purity and loveliness of his life and character, and are contented and happy. I wonder if Christ would approve of all the Easter worship of him? No, we think not. To follow his example, to make each one's own life a blessing to others, this is the religion he tried to establish, and which he hopes will at last become the religion of the world. It makes religion a logical and blessed thing to have. We grieve that the world is so far away from the pure and happy belief that should be accepted. The time is coming, and coming fast, when there will be a reconstruction of the religion of the churches. Creeds will largely go, and love and service take their place. Evidential messages. If the world wants evidential messages all the time, when do they expect to be convinced? If 10 or 20 messages are considered to be perfect evidence, how can 10 or 20 more be any better evidence? We think part of this desire for evidence is simply a curiosity to see what new method will be adopted. Most of the skeptics pay no attention to what the evidence means. They simply decide whether or not it can be classed as evidence, and then pass it by. If anyone really desires evidence just to decide him in his next step towards accepting all that such a truth implies, he will be satisfied with what evidence has been given. But, alas, too many really do not desire that the truth shall be proven. It is only too apparent that many should change their mode of life. their manner of thinking, if they accept the truth. It is the same thing to many people as being converted to the ideas that the church puts forth. Many turn away because they do not desire the kind of a life that religion and the church teach as the one that should be followed.